Mick has been here for the last, since he was one, since he just turned one, he's been here. Yeah.
And now Mick's four now.
He's four. Yeah, just four 2 weeks ago. And was telling him this week about the president coming. So, you know, and that they're a very important person in Ireland. So his main question was whether she liked dinosaurs.
That's a good question. Something we need to follow up on. So yeah. Was he excited this morning? What was like getting ready to go in?
He was. He was picking out what clothes he'd wear for meeting the president. Yeah, he was. Yeah, and I suppose it's just really important for us as well, like this community facility, like we'd just be lost without it. Myself as a parent having to work full time without this community facility would be absolutely lost. And I can see how happy Mick is here and the work that the staff do, and I suppose under difficult circumstances given the defective concrete blocks and just the importance, I suppose, of having that addressed for the Ardra community childcare and for the community.
And what's it like, you know, having you setting your child in here whenever you know that there's defective blocks? Now, I'd say hopefully by the time Mick passes through, it mightn't impact too much on him.
Yeah.
But as a lot of people here saying, that's not really the point.
Yeah, that's not really the point. Like, I trust at the moment the Ardra Community Childcare and the committee keep us informed. I do trust that it's safe and he wouldn't be going into a building that isn't safe. But you are thinking for the future and how lucky I've been to have this resource for Mick, you know, that my mother didn't have when we were young, and that it allows parents to work now. So I suppose it's not the point that he'll be gone. It's the point of keeping this facility in the community and aware of the huge work that has been, that the community have done behind the scenes, that the board of directors have done to create this facility and to have it for the future. And also very conscious of the staff, you know, the management. I suppose them coming to work in a facility that they've an uncertain future in, and very, very conscious of that.